Episode number 1 of Crime Stories from the Beyond. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Ken Robinson. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about crazy true crime stories.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
Podbot.ai. Okay, let's get to it.
Using lists of real crime stories on popular websites, or those featured in shows and podcasts, we have collected the most searched real crime cases from all 50 states, including DC. The most searched true crime cases from New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania were of American serial killer David Berkowitz. Serial killer David Berkowitz is right in second place, with Aileen Warnow's serial killer and Richardson's murders tied for fourth. The Golden State Killer is one of the most infamous serial killers in American history, according to The Guardian, and was a killer and serial rapist whose crime spread across 11 California counties during the 1970s and 80s. Serial killer Richard Ramirez terrorized residents in the Los Angeles and San Francisco areas, killing at least 14. Ramirez began his killing spree in the greater Los Angeles area during June of 1984, and his crimes continued until his capture in August of 1985. Serial killer Richard Ramirez was convicted on 13 counts of murder, 5 counts of attempted murder, 11 counts of sexual abuse, and 14 counts of burglary in 1989. The American serial killer is also known as Son of Sam, alleging the devil has taken possession of his neighbor's dog, Sam, and is sending him messages telling him to commit murder. Elroy's mother was murdered in 1958, when Elroy was 10 years old, and in his adult years, he worked with a LAPD officer to locate her murderer in 1994. Even when it seems like the murderer is within reach, it is clear the mess it has brought to Elroy's life remains unresolved. They never go much further in the case, though many suspect that his death could be suicide, as the book's themes are of not having any regrets as one's life comes to an end. Over the years, with the occasional faked leg being thrown in, the case has never been fully closed, and there are a lot of theories floating about as to who a series of severed feet belonged to. This latest case to go unsolved is not the well-known one, but the local one that I recall years ago happening in the next town over. Let us begin with one of the more well-publicized unsolved cases, one that is so well-known there is even a dedicated site dedicated to tracking this killer. Several suspects were interviewed by the police, yet almost 100 years later, no killer has been caught. Half a year later, a couple parking their cars 4 miles from the crime scene were also shot, one injured, and one killed. When you talk about unsolved homicides, none is discussed as much as JonBenet Ramsey's killing. Over the coming months, we will take a deeper dive into some of the more peculiar crimes that happened in each state. From the nun who stole $800,000 to the ninja that took on the U.S. military, go inside of some of the most insane crimes of this past year you might have missed. From the Zodiac Killer's coded notes to the justice of a Kansas City vigilante, the 13 incidents below defined 2021. The popularity of shows such as Making a Murderer, The Jinx, and American Crime Story, and the podcasts Serial and My Favorite Murder, underscored our dark fascination with all things shady death. As perverse as this sounds, people like murder, and the abundance of true crime stories permeating popular culture is proof enough. That is not to mention the almost daily appearances of new TV shows and cable shows exploring true crime in one way, shape, or form. Today, rather than having a few mega-popular TV news magazines, such as Dateline, and others holding the true crime fort, we have podcasts, streaming services, even whole networks dedicated to deep dive coverage of true crime cases. While murder is definitely the main topic of focus in our list here, we have got some true crime shows that are focused on nonviolent crimes listed below, too. The episodes also take on international stories, as well as looking at not just serial killers, but also cases that have gone long unsolved. One real-life crime case, the axe murder of Betty Gore in 1980 committed by her friend Candy Gore, her friend, gets a double treatment on TV. Bad Roommates at times wavers between horrific details about the crimes committed and the sensationalism that comes with serial killers, but this is a solid portrayal of an absolute monster. Essentially, this docuseries, written and directed by Laura Ricciardi and Moira Demos, tells the story of Elizabeth Lau Stephen Avery, the Wisconsin man who was falsely convicted of murder and served 18 years in prison. True crimes are always going to make the case one way or another, and Bad Roommates has never made a stronger point about putting an innocent man away. If you are looking for a true crime show that is not murder-related, The Family is a strong choice. That it has also got a murderer on the loose serves as a reminder of humanity's ugliness, even if it is juxtaposed against the promises of modernity. In true crime, we see all lives, from those of the criminals and the detectives, to those of the victims and their families, changed dramatically because of details of destruction that are embedded in them. His crimes are so horrifying that for decades, they have inspired authors and moviemakers, helping them create some of the scariest murderers in fiction. Prosecutors called Jeff Pike a cold-hearted murderer, the man who orchestrated one of the deadliest shootouts between bikers in American history, in a restaurant called the Twin Peaks Inn in Waco. Casey Anthony was found not guilty of a first-degree murder charge, one count of child-aggravated manslaughter, and a count of child abuse. Dr. Alan Williams, a case pathologist, said that James Bulger, then two, suffered so many injuries, 42 total, that no single injury was isolated as a killing blow.
Thank you all for joining us again on Crime Stories from the Beyond. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.